Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Newsom wants to set up a $331 million fund to support nonprofits that help people fighting foreclosure or eviction.
We'll provide tens of millions of dollars over the course of decades for renter protection.
That's what the money was supposed to be for in the first place. It's the rest of California's share of a settlement with the largest mortgage lenders after the 2008 mortgage meltdown. But then Governor Brown diverted it to pay off housing bonds and shore up the state's general fund. The courts have ordered California to use the money as it was originally intended, and the governor tells KCBS this is the best way to do that.
We don't talk enough about prevention, keeping people in their homes. And so we put a $331 million fund that we're locking in using old mortgage settlement dollars that will be set aside in perpetuity to allow an annuity of sorts to provide legal protection, legal services to help support local government and nonprofits to help tenants against unscrupulous landlords.
The governor also says he will now support a bill to cap rent increases at no more than 7% a year plus inflation to try to keep a rent control measure off the 2020 ballot. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.